compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show. Now, I've got some stuff I want to get to with you, but in the last hour, a very nice lady named Cindy was holding for a long time, and just as my finger was hovering over the button to put her on the air, and just before I did, she had to go. So I invited her to call back, and she has called back. So I'm giving you pride of place, Cindy, top of the hour. Cindy in Los Angeles, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have one question on this.
Okay.
And that is, if everything opens up, and I'm still apprehensive, is it a mortal sin for me not to go to Mass?
Well, my wife and I were talking about that very issue yesterday. And the reason is because neither she nor I think, are quite ready to just jump back into the swing of things, you know, and get back into restaurants and things like that. So the way we discussed it was, if, let's say, our diocese, the Diocese of Columbus, Ohio, decides to open up all the parishes, and I hope it happens sooner rather than later. I hope it happens really soon. I mean, I'd love it if it happened today. But we were both wondering if, for the sake of those who maybe are just not quite ready yet, or if they have bad health, or if maybe they're just healthy but they're older, and doctors are saying that, you know, you're more susceptible if you get it to have really serious health complications or even death, then would the diocese say, we will keep the dispensation of your Sunday obligation in place for the time being? And that would, to my mind, be a happy medium, so that if people, you know, and I think the vast majority of us are going to be ready to go back quickly, but there will be some who won't be ready for a time. And so if the church, in her pastoral, you know, mercy, decides not to reinstate the Sunday obligation for a time, could be a month, could be, you know, 3 months, who knows, I'm not sure, that to me would be the best of all possible worlds, because then you get the churches open, people start flocking back, and for those who are not quite ready yet, you give them a little extra time, and then they ease back into it, and everything's good. And that would really be the key to determine whether or not you would be permitted to not go to Mass on Sunday, is if the bishop reinstates the Sunday obligation, which they may well do. But it's also possible that some bishops will say, we'll keep it in place for a time and then see what happens. So I think that's how I would answer the question. It would depend upon what the bishop said, Cindy.
Yeah, that is what I had wondered about that. And it's like, okay, I'm not bedridden and I'm not sick.
Right. Nor are we.
Yeah. And so it's like, well, I'm kind of nervous because I might be sitting next to somebody who's sick and, you know, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah. And what happens if somebody sneezes, as people do in church, or somebody coughs? People cough all the time.
Yeah, they sneeze and cough right there in church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they may not have COVID-19, but if somebody coughs, I can just picture some grimacing, some squirming, you know, because it's different.
You move over about 4 inches.
Yeah, really.
Scoot, scoot, scoot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's interesting to contemplate, and we'll be seeing what happens very soon, I hope. I think within the next week we're going to start seeing
people. Yeah, because some people who could have a doctor's permission to stay home don't.
Yeah, you mean somebody who's ill?
Somebody who's ill and would have a doctor's permission to stay home,
mm-hmm.
and even advisement, please stay home because mm-hmm. you're sick.
The church doesn't require a doctor's permission. It's just you, and it's the honor system. I mean, if you know, I'm sick, or I'm elderly and sick, you know, there are different reasons why somebody can stay at home, because they don't have to go to Mass if there's an extenuating circumstance. I'm just wondering if now the concern that people have about getting sick might be now considered another extenuating circumstance. We've never had that before as a legitimate reason to stay home from Mass on Sunday. And now there's this new sensibility that people have because of the COVID-19 thing, that maybe just people's nervousness and fear and concern about being around people who might have it. I wonder if the church pastorally will accept that as another extenuating circumstance that now would make it possible for somebody to stay home. And I can see both sides of the coin. I just wouldn't want to make it such that people said, okay, great, I'm not going to go to Mass anymore. I'm just going to watch it on TV. That would not be good.
No, that wasn't my thought. Yeah, as I said, my thought was, well, you know, this thing is still circulating. It's circulating slowly, but the people that died don't even get funerals because it's so scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you get it and you die that way, you die a horrible death all by yourself and you don't get a funeral.
We've seen some real horror stories, haven't we, about relatives who couldn't come and be with their relative who's dying, and mass graves. It's just unthinkable things that we're seeing in the last 7 weeks that I certainly wasn't expecting I'd ever see in my lifetime.
And that was in New York. They had 7 people dying of the same thing every day, and then they were like practically dumped in an island there without a funeral.
I know.
And I'm thinking, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, very sad. Well, we all have to go somehow. None of us gets out of here alive. So eventually all of us will have to find, you know, what it is that God is calling us to go through by way of death before we go to heaven. But I don't want to hasten that. I don't want to be unnecessarily checking out before I need to. I'd like a late checkout, not an early checkout, personally.
Yes, yes. And as I said, I just would like to make sure that it's not a mortal sin for me to stay home just because, you know, there's a plague still circulating.
Well, here's the thing. If the bishops say, so you're in L.A., so let's say Archbishop Gomez, your bishop, says, okay, we've opened up all the churches, and starting June 1st, the Sunday obligation is back in force. Now, I have no idea what His Excellency is going to do one way or the other. I'm just theorizing. Well, on June 1st, if the Sunday obligation is reinstated, then you have to say, you have to ask, okay, do I have any physical condition? You said no. Am I ill? You said no. Then the next question is, am I elderly? You don't have to answer that question, but am I above a certain age? I think they're saying 60. 60 and above, you're at a heightened risk for this. Would that qualify as a reason that you could be allowed to not make your Sunday obligation? It's entirely possible. And I would think, this is my guess, that when a bishop, any given bishop, issues the new, you know, the new guidelines, they're almost certainly going to say the Sunday obligation is back in force, except for those who fall into these categories. And I have a feeling that that might be one of those categories, in which case, no, it would not be a mortal sin for you.
Well, I thank you for that, but I think some of the bishops are over 60 themselves.
This is true. Most of them are over 60. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that release the bishops from serving.
No, it wouldn't release them because they still got to be bishops. They still have to do what they've got to do. There's all kinds of interesting angles on this issue that I don't, you know, I don't know the answer to. We'll find out soon, though.
Oh, that was just my question when it was brought up as, let's open things up tonight, you know, and I'm thinking, are you sure you want to do that?
I do. I want them open again. I want the parishes open. I want the sacraments flowing. I was saying that on Twitter 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, and I even said something like, you know, take notice of all the people who are almost, this is paraphrasing, but, you know, the people who are almost gleeful, happy that they're shutting down the churches. And this is before we knew a lot of the things we know now. But as it seemed to me then, it seemed like it was unnecessary and very premature to close down all those parishes and curtail the sacraments the way it was done. And I still kind of feel that way. I think out of concern, out of legitimate, genuine concern, they took prudent measures as they saw fit to do so. But now, based upon what we're finding out, it seems as though it was really not necessary to do that. A little social distancing, some masks, and things probably would have been just fine. But hindsight is always 20/20, right? So I don't fault bishops for trying to do the very best they could under the situations and with the information that they had. Thanks, Cindy. I appreciate it.